Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 13th of May, and I'm recording at 9:55 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. I beg your pardon, that's British Summer Time. It was just a cold, wet summer day here, or I should really say spring day. Now, the bulls are still in charge here. If we start with stock markets, Japan's Nikkei had not a bad day. It was up 1.95%, staking the Nikkei back to 14,425. But the second section index was actually down on the day, which is a little bit surprising given the size of the Nikkei's gain, and also Topix had a 1.77% gain. But suffice it to say here that there's still uncertainty about Japan regarding last month's VAT tax increase and uncertainty over the energy policies, and it looks like that's going to carry on for a little longer. But Japan was helped today by the somewhat softer yen, which is currently trading at 102.25 yen to the US dollar. Now, elsewhere in Asia, China, well, it was barely changed. Actually, the Hang Seng Index was up 0.4%, but the Shanghai Composite and Shenzhen Composite were down about 0.1% each. So quiet there. India, another good day, although it closed off the highs this time. And previously, in this explosive rally, which must have included some short covering as well as new buying, index is closed on the highs of the day, but it didn't in here today, so that may suggest that this explosive rally is getting ready to pause. But at any rate, the Sensex was up 1.36%, taking it up to 23,871. It's been a blitzing move here, and there continues to be optimism about the outcome of this election, which we will hear on Friday. Remember, 272 seats are needed to give Narendra Modi and his allies, party and allies, an overall majority. And that would be a very dynamic, powerful situation in terms of a revival of economic governance in India, revival of economic growth behind good governance, I should say. Now, elsewhere, quiet in the rest of Asia. We have Europe also quiet, mostly to the upside, and the Euro Stoxx 50 index is just below its recovery high within the current range, and it looks like it should break upwards in the near future. Now, Wall Street, which has also been firm, was a little quiet here today, but we did have the Dow edge a little higher, just over 0.1%, and the transport index has also been higher. Now, that's reaffirmed an earlier Dow theory buy signal that I had mentioned, I think, gosh, what was it, back in, can't remember, back in, whether it was back in December or back in February. The point, though, on that is that, well, that indicates that we still have, obviously, the transport index and the Dow Jones Industrial Average in their consistent uptrends, and they're not looking overextended at this stage. But, you know, we're 5.25 years at least into this bull market move, so I wouldn't be banking on a whole lot in terms of the Dow theory buy signal. But the point is that the money is, there's still more money flowing in than coming out. Now, NASDAQ, which had a good bounce Yesterday is down just a third of a percent in here today. The Nasdaq, the Russell 2000, they're still lagging, but at least they have pulled upwards both last Friday and today from the those lows, those range lows that they were testing there. So the clear message is I'm not quite dead yet. And I say that with a with a twinkle in the eye, and which I trust you'll perceive. Now, Canada and Mexico again a little bit higher. Brazil down a quarter of a point, so that's fairly quiet. In the long-dated government bonds, the U.S. 10-year yield edged a little higher. In here today, the U.S. dollar was stronger, taking DXY. That's the European index for the dollar, back above 80. So it's got a little more breathing space between current levels and those lows down at the near the 79 level. But we haven't seen anything like upward dynamics yet. My own view is that the dollar is cheap, but the Fed's happy to see the dollar cheap, and so the eventual recovery may still be some time away. Talking about a sustained recovery, and I think we will certainly see that at some stage over the next few years. But the Fed is more concerned about growth and the employment figures, and so the Fed will certainly not want the dollar appreciating at this stage, especially as the inflation pressures, at least those that they report on their data, are low. Now, with that move, as you'd expect, sterling's a little lower, and the euro is also a little lower. L Euro's down to 137. Remember, it got close to that 140 level not long ago, and the pound is down to 168.25. That got very close to the 170 level. Now, in metal markets, interesting, we've got more strength there. At least for some of these metals. Palladium strong, up to 816 and change, 816. And platinum is also strong, $1,455. That's up over $13. Silver has been hovering around the unchanged level, where it is right now at $19.54. And gold, well, it's slipped a tiny bit. It's been a little up, a little down in here today, but is currently having a quiet day and evening. It's at 1293.5. Among the industrial metals, nickel had another good day. U.S. copper, I think it was down down a little bit, $1.60 to 313.35. But weigh it all up, and bulls still driving stock markets somewhat higher with the help of those very low interest rates in the United States, in Europe, and also in Japan, and quantitative easing coming from those sources. And bond yields, though, still relatively tame here overall against the background of low interest, short-term interest rates, and so far still low inflationary pressures. And that's pretty much it for this Tuesday. So all the very best to all of you.